Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Cindy Bentley. Hello, hello. I'm here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I have co-host Bob Sykes helping me today. He is in Atlanta, Georgia, so we're covering the United States just about. Thank you for joining me today. Let's say hello, Bob. Just checking to make sure Bob Sykes is here today.
I am here, Cindy, and welcome to everybody.
Good, good. And we want everyone to know that I do understand we had a dynamic weekend this weekend with this full moon. It was extremely transformational. I got some divine connections yesterday that was in divine timing with a wonderful healer in light being in Atlanta, Georgia by the name of Linda Warren. We had heard of each other for many years, but yesterday we worked together. It was very, very holy. We came from opposite ends of the spectrum of different things that we offered one another. So together we had a lot of wholeness. And I helped her. She helped me. It was very, very good. And we know many of the same people. It was wonderful. But it was not time for us to meet until yesterday on that full moon. And it was very, very good. So that's the way I'm building up to what we're going to talk about today. Is principles, the feminine principles of creation. And we've talked earlier about the male and female energies. And I want anybody that's listening that wants to write your questions down. You're calling in. The call-ins are coming right now. So write your questions down, because I know there's going to be lots of questions about the feminine principles of creation. But I know this to be true. And as I was studying this, as divine timing always happens, and that's another thing I'm talking about is divine timing. It's about releasing the urge to force something to happen according to your timing, when you think it's supposed to be right. Because remember, the mind of God has a much bigger picture, a much bigger forecast of our soul, and has the bigger picture of exactly who we are and when is the best time for certain connections or integrations or activations are supposed to take place. It's not necessarily according to our time. It's divine time. So that's a hard one to get. It's a big one for me, because there are things I long for, and I have to continually trust the universe that longing will be taken care of in the right moment. And then I appreciate that I do know that it's coming. So Amaratia, Amaratia, her website is antay@acast.me. She is in Singapore. I've worked with her probably off and on for about 5 years. I've had personal readings, personal healings, and work done with her. She is a great channel, and she offers the highly transformative workshops all over the world. She offered one in Bryan, Australia recently, and it was about the creative principles, the feminine creative principles. And I had already started thinking about this when I got this email from her. And she's doing workshops now. It was accepted so well in Australia that she's offered them other places. It's the self-mastery of the human emotions to help us connect into the feminine emotion and the principles of the feminine creation. And she calls this creating the flow of ease and grace in your life. And we had a whole show about a month ago on allowing the flow. So this is just a follow-up, further and higher information and more confirmation that we, in order to flow, must allow and trust that we are allowing the highest and best manifesting in every moment. Now, when we start to not believe that, or we believe that there's something more, or that we're missing something, then that's when we get into trouble. Now, like I said, I had some big work done with me yesterday, and every time I do some big work, I get a more expansive view of whatever it is that I'm working with in my life. And I'm very, very thankful for that and appreciative. And one of the things I had been wanting and not having what I thought was the best for me may not be the best right now for me at all. It may not be for another year, actually, until it is the best time. And it will be God time, not Cindy Bentley's time. Because for me to add something else, now that I have the new grandbaby in England, and I was so, so happy that last Monday we had a board full of call-ins, and I was sitting in Henley in Thames, England, and our Blog Talk Radio worked beautifully. It was fabulous because I took a risk and I trusted Spirit that I could just take my Mac Pro with me and the show would go on and Bob could connect in, and it did. And it was fabulous. I'm so happy, very, very happy with that, because I'll need to go back. I'm going to go every month or two and help with my grandson, because that's important. He's very high level. It's really funny, I've known four other new grandmothers who've had grandsons born this year. And it's a whole new world that they're coming into, not like what we were born into in the 50s and 60s and 40s. And so they're coming in with a higher frequency and a higher vibration. So for me to hang out with them, which I did, you know, I worked in mother-baby nursing for, you know, 20, 30 years. I worked with babies longer than that. And when they came in, I was there with a higher frequency than the density that was around me so that they could ease into the new density of the world. Well, it's not going to be that hard anymore because we are in higher frequency and the new souls coming in, it's easier and easier for them to acclimate to the new energies on the planet. And I say, thank you, God, for that. Thank you, every light worker that's listening, for holding the light. I want to thank each of you for all the work that you've done to get to the place where you are now, to get us where we are now. And some of you may think you're not doing a lot, but when you're holding light, that's a lot. It's big right now. So when we're holding light and we're working to manifest and create more light, It's not something we need to force to happen. It's something we allow to manifest. We allow the integration. We allow the process. Some of the principles of the feminine creation, the biggest one is receptivity. Being receptive. You know, we get in relationships, and I hear this from many of my clients that I have to work with, male-female relationships. He doesn't hear me. And when I go into the energy field of the one who doesn't hear, I find out that that person, the male energy is 100%, but the female energy is lower. And we do know that male and female energies, in order to manifest, receive, communicate, you have to be androgynous. Neither male nor female, they work together as one, just as we all work together as one. So if you're high on the male energy and the feminine energy is low, then you're going to be more aggressive. You're going to be wanting to force things to happen. But what I find to be the most harsh feeling when I'm with someone like this is that the receptivity is not there. It's very low. And when I'm talking about receptivity, is the person, are they available to hear what you're saying? Are they receptive to another point of view? And I get this from relationships where they think the husband or the boyfriend thinks it has to be his way or no way. And he's not receptive or listening to his partner, or vice versa. I have some females. I get females and I have to tell them. I say the reason why your relationship is not working out is because your husband would like you to be receptive and more female than you are, because you need to be. He feels it. He's not conscious of it, but he feels it. So receptivity is gigantic in any relationship. And I personally, I have a hard time being around forceful energies, and that people aren't, when they're not balanced and they're female and they're not listening to me, are receptive. It doesn't feel good. I feel like sometimes it's almost like you're being bullied, because they know what's right. What's right for me? I had a husband. Well, I won't get into all my personal stuff about husbands or relationships or boyfriends, but I tend to trust too much. And then I'm over my head with someone who, in my marriage, he felt everything he said was absolutely right. And he could argue with me to make me see that he was right and I was wrong. So after a while, I just gave up and I didn't have a voice anymore. And I didn't speak my truth anymore. I would ease into things or do things secretively. So receptivity is gigantic. I just want all of you to know. And when you're working with divine beings and you're working with God, you have to be receptive. So one of the things, I'm getting back to yesterday, one of the things I realized that I was wanting to happen and really struggling, and I was asking another healer to please heal this person for me, or please, when was this going to happen? You know, when could this be for me? And when I woke up this morning, I had an aha moment, and I realized I was not being receptive to the divine flow of when this was supposed to happen. And what if this thing that I wanted to have so badly was not at the present moment for my highest good? What if there was a divine plan already laid out and I was forcing myself not to accept that plan? To think that because I wanted this, that I should have it now. So I said a prayer and I did some meditation and I worked on myself about changing the view and changing how I felt in receiving this gigantic gift that I'm longing for. And I realized that this was not the correct time, that next year would probably be the most correct time for me, but that for now, I am receptive to whatever the integration and the process is for whatever it is I'm wanting. I'm going to be receptive to however God wants or my higher self wants everything to occur in my life. So receptivity is not only how for someone else that you're in relationship with that's not receptive to your feelings or what you feel is your idea, your concept, but also it's big on being receptive to other beings that are assisting you, your higher self, God, being receptive to the process of manifesting what it is that you want to occur in your life. Even though we're saying or thinking or feeling, I've got to have it now, I've got to have it now. The receptivity and what we think we should have may not be A, for our highest good, and B, it may not be time. So realize that and do not get into the emotional, because we can get into some negative feminine emotions where we feel like that we're not being heard or we're not being in our power. You've got to step away from that, the pain, the hurt, that it's not happening. Let it go. Trust the universe. The other piece, and I hope everybody, I know there's going to be a lot of questions about the receptivity, and if anybody else about receptivity, because I've worked with many of you in relationships, male-female relationships, where the male, I have to bring up his female energy so that your male partner would be more receptive to you and listen to what you have to say. And not only listening to the words, but actually sitting there with you, feeling your energy, because it's not always about words. And then another concept of principles with feminine creation is the fluid, I can't say this well, fluidity. How fluid is everything? Are you flexible? Are you inflexible? If you're inflexible, then you're not creating properly. Because, like I said earlier, what we think is for our highest good or how we think we should manifest or create, we need to be flexible as things may change so that it would be better or faster or easier. I sit every day. I try to make a list of mainly what I need to do, and I used to get really upset, guys, if I didn't have this show created on Wednesday. And now sometimes it doesn't get created till Friday, and that's okay. I'm using my feminine principles of creation and being flexible, because sometimes I can't get everything in my day. I'm a very busy woman. So we have to be fluid and flexible. Another principle is unifying. And some of you guys may have some other, I know there's some people on the line now that may have a better image of the unity, but feeling that you're part of the process. You're not stepping back and asking the universe to do this to you or do this for you. You're accepting the responsibility that you are part of the process. You are in alignment with the creation. It's not that it's happening to you or for you. It is happening with you. You are the one who is accepting and being receptive to allowing this manifestation. And then another principle, and then my phone lines are starting to get high level of big number. The last thing is intuitive connectivity. So being intuitive means you're going to trust your soul's information. And I had a couple of big meditations today, and I was really happy with myself because I recognized I didn't have to struggle to make something happen that I thought should happen. That intuitively, the way Spirit was showing me was much better than what I thought it should be. So once my soul started opening up to me, and I mean, I was opening up, we were connecting in, unifying, and I recognized that this information made me happy. It could be a different way than the way I thought it should be. And boy, did it feel better. And then I was reading something in another book. You know, I'm an avid reader, and I've got stacks of books everywhere. And one of them was that the book I was telling you about last week by Maureen St. Germain, Waking Up in 5D, A Practical Guide to Multidimensional Transformation. And she says, in order to really be in the fifth dimension, you've got to find joy in every moment. And you've got to open up to that joy. And if you're not in joy, then something's going on, and you need to backtrack and dig and find out why you're causing yourself to feel that you're not in a joyful state of creating. Because usually if we're not creating and we're not manifesting our desires is when we have more of a feeling that life is not flowing as we would like. Okay? So, yes, accepting that there's a divine plan, listening to your soul, listening to that intuitive voice, and when something comes up, if it feels good, go with it. Instead of going into the mind, and I've been thinking, oh, I really want this to happen, I really think this should, you know, it is happening, but not at the level that I desire, or not that I want, but it's happening. Everything is happening for my highest good, for your highest good, as long as we stay within the feminine principles and create. Okay, so you can write all these down. It's intuitive connectivity, unifying, the receptivity, and then being fluid or flexible. And then as these principles are aligned, we learn to use them every day, we start to create a better flow of ease and grace in all of our lives. And then the next thing is then if we recognize and work with the emotional body, because a lot of the feminine feelings are in that emotional body, and then talk to it. Let the emotional body know that what we want is to feel joyful in our everyday life and whatever's coming in. Many times the mental body is there to keep you safe. And sometimes that safeness does not feel good. It's not joyful. So we have to kind of take responsibility for listening to every thought and deleting that negative thought. So I'm going to start. That's enough for right now because I've got an hour left and we still do the meditation and I've got lots of call-ins. So I'm going to start answering some phone questions. And if you have anything you want to ask about or talk about or an example of a feminine principle that you're using in your life, that would be terrific. And I want to call in right now, as I've done before the show. I want you all to recognize that you're safe, that we're in a safe place. I have divine light beings with us, and many of you have your light beings with you, and we are filled with support and love and light at this moment. And we have Archangel Michael protecting us, and lots of Ashtar with his divine warriors are around also. So feel comfortable in talking with me and connecting in. And my first call has been waiting for 27 minutes. And it's a number I think I've seen before, 404-372. Who am I speaking with?
Cindy, it's Cherie.
Hey, Cherie. Did what I'm talking about today, has it made sense?
Oh, absolutely. I am so absolutely thrilled to death that you had a chance to work with Linda Warren.
Thank you.
And I know that's going to make a huge, huge difference in your life. So I'm so excited for that.
And hers too. Yeah.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. And I can see the two of you working together in the future.
Yeah, I've asked her to think of a time she can talk on the show, so that would be great.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could have gone on all night, but we both had other sessions to do.
So we'll
connect. Yeah,
a nice kindred spirit.
Yes.
Well, talking about all this femininity and fluidity, can you tell me, am I in divine alignment with my femininity and fluidity with my partner and he with me?
Okay, wait a minute now. I can't do all this too much at one time. So give me one question. We want to know how much of your feminine energy is flowing, okay?
Okay, yeah.
From Cherise. It's 100%. How much is it flowing when she's in partnership with her partner? Now, that's 100%. How much is his feminine energy flowing? He's 100%. You guys are in. I'm telling you, honey, it flows good. I'm getting that the flow and the alignment is at 95%. That's terrific.
Fabulous, fabulous. And he was with me for 4 days.
Wow.
And this was the first time that when he left, I felt sad that I could have cried because we had so much fun together and I brought him into my world and we went to a spiritual class Saturday night.
Wow.
And one of my girlfriends asked if, when he was going to come back and see me. And he said he doesn't know because he has to plan it around work. And I said, well, tonight may scare him off. And he said, not a chance.
Oh.
And I thought that was significant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Hey, and Cherise, talk about divine timing. Has this not been divine timing for you?
Yes, it has been. And it was funny because one of my girlfriends asked him a question, and he said to me that he had called me a year ago, and it was the day after my husband passed, and the words out of my mouth were, "This is perfect timing."
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And the fact that we've known one another, you know, my entire life, and
mm-hmm.
we're first getting together now, you know, 34 years later.
Wow.
Pretty interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for sharing with us. I'm happy. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks for your support. And we're going to go to some more, talk to some more people here this morning. I've got area code 678-371-0107. This is Cindy Bentley. How can I help you?
Hey, it's Patrice. Isn't that phenomenal how you get Charisse and then me?
Oh yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. But anyway,
how's it going?
Hey.
What's happening, Patrice?
What's happening is that I'm doing everything that you're talking about right now. Charisse and I and her sweetie, we went to the healing session on Saturday. And after that, I'm just allowing whatever happens.
Yes.
I didn't know if I was going to sleep in my car or not. I'm not. I didn't know if the lady from Detroit was going to call or not. She called. I don't know when she's going to call back, but I am doing exactly what you're saying. And Linda Warren has worked on me a lot. And I'm glad that you two are together. I think you'll be great together. But what I want to ask you right now, I'm not talking about anything right now, but my financial situation in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Every time she calls, I have to wait before she calls again and nothing happens. But it seems like it will happen. Is that right? And do you see when?
So you're trying to allow divine timing for the business in Detroit to manifest?
Right. To manifest, yeah.
So we're asking my guides and your guides, what percent possible? First of all, how beneficial is it for this to manifest as a job
huge,
for you?
Huge,
how beneficial
huge.
Is it? 100%.
It's 100%.
And how
yeah.
many weeks until... Patrice, I'm getting no more than 2.5 weeks.
Okay. Because after I spoke with you, I stopped calling her, and I said, whenever she calls, I'm just going to let source work. If she doesn't, I'm working at a cafe where I'm making a difference. I'm really making a difference here.
Sure.
And the owner just lets me take over. He does. So now I manage it. Yeah. And it's these low energy, I don't want to say low energy, they're young spirits who don't know where to go. And I'm kind of like their mom here, and they are very receptive to me.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing your service work.
I am. I love it. Yeah.
Good.
I do.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Patrice. Well, good luck. It's good to hear from you. And
you
I'm
too.
Gonna,
thank you.
You're welcome. Hang in there for this. We're going to do a big meditation at the end, so you'll enjoy that. All right. Oh, something happened just then when I went. I've got areas. Code 310-833. This is Cindy Bentley. How can I help you? Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Cindy. It's Elaine in Los Angeles.
Hey, Elaine. How are you?
Hello, darling. I was just calling to listen in. Actually, it's great timing because I think I needed the reminder on trusting divine timing and allowing the flow. So looking forward to just hearing the meditation and listening in.
Yes. Like I said, I had a moment where I thought what I had desired so badly, it's not time for it, you know, because my world is shifting so much right now and things are, you know, so much is going on. I couldn't handle more in my life at times. Maybe I could, but God knows when everything's right for me. And that's what I'm trying to let everybody know. If you just kind of, when we start squeezing it is when it's not going to work.
Right.
We're constricting. Yeah.
That's funny because I was like that in relationships for the longest time, but I've let that go and I've got no stress. It's the it's learning to truly trust and allow on the work front. But
yes.
I'm trying. I'm getting there.
Yes. You are. I'm surprised you're not, like, way busy right now. I'm just really surprised. But, you know, all these planets that were lined up are starting to be, they're no longer retrograde. So, and the Mars is no longer retrograde. And Mars is about moving forward. You know.
Right. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Just looking for some traction. We're getting there.
Okay. Bye, Lane.
Bye-bye.
Love you, darling. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, I've got 404-683. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, Cherise. I mean, Cindy, it's Vera. Thank you so much.
Hey,
Vera.
How are you?
I feel so much better after listening to the call already. I've been doing really normally pretty well, but I went to two or three events and worked hard helping two people try to lift their situation up. And then, boy, yesterday I kind of tanked. And this morning, it was just all I could do to pull up. And I kept saying, come on, you know, cut the cords, you know, stay in the present. Can you check about my feminine and masculine? Because there was part of me that did rest and realized I couldn't keep going the way I was.
Well, your feminine energy, Vera, is at 75%. So let's pull that up to 100.
Thank you. Whew, that's been my
You try to take care of too many people.
Oh, yeah. And the
I'm just telling you what I know to be true. You try to do too much for too many.
Okay.
Your male energy is 100. Of course it is, because you're the one trying to do everything. Like, you know, I'm going to take care of everything.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, the boundaries, I realize I need to work on the boundaries.
Yeah.
And then I had someone tell me, and I was wondering if you could check this, that within the 6 to 12 months coming, there may come a radical shift with my sister, which would bring about a whole new revisiting the future of the business and the property. And I was just wondering,
Didn't we say that too? Didn't I say that was going to be like 8 or 9, 10, a year? Whenever we talked, it was in the future.
You know, that so long ago, I've had so many gone under the bridge. I apologize, I can't remember. But I need to be ready. You know, and I wanted to know.
7 months.
Okay.
I'm getting 7 months. And I'm not sure if it's her health. She's maybe just getting tired, Vera.
Oh, I mean, drives her, makes me look lazy. Drives. I mean,
Just like
a spring that's about ready to snap is the way I see it. And I just pray she'll slow down. Okay.
And is there anything that there I am trying to be a caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying,
Vera.
Okay. Yeah. So what would be, other than tuning into my feminine more, my guidance, my inner guidance right now is to focus on the horse thing, and planning on going to Texas to review all three levels in November.
Sure.
Is that basically it, or do you think I should be also doing anything else at this time period?
I think that's a thumbs up. That's really good.
Okay, and I just wanted to tell everybody on the line.
Sarah, you don't want to do something you don't want to do. That's not fun. You enjoy that.
Yeah, I just get so excited about the potential.
Yeah, you enjoy
happen.
That. It's fun. So do it. I mean, don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Don't want to force yourself to do anything that's not. I'm working on this one too. It has to be good.
And not being a perfectionist about having had it already done.
Oh, yeah.
And knowing it. Because I think, I feel strongly that I could teach this to people, and it would be such a gift.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. One thing that confused me is that someone had mentioned that they didn't think I would be involved in the stable. Do you get that?
Let's look. How many more, how much longer will Vera be involved in the stables, her family stables, the horses in the business? Is it more than a year? Yes. Is it more than 3 years? Yes. No, you're still there.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because it feels right, you know?
Yes.
It just feels right. And I would love to share with everyone on the call the feeling of peace when you've eliminated, like Cindy has told us in the past, anything that doesn't bring you joy in your house. I found my car keys. You know, the new cars, well, even though it's a 10-year car, it's still about $100 or $200 to replace the keys. I found them cleaning out a drawer and also the garage opener. It's like Christmas when we do that. So, you know, and Cindy, you talked about it earlier. I mean, what a gift.
Yeah.
It was just to we can't receive if we're holding on.
No. And that's anything.
You know, so,
anything we're
yes.
We're constricting.
So
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bless you
you're
and
welcome,
all the
darling.
Work you're doing and all
thank
the
you,
life
Vera.
Workers on the call.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, darling. Okay, let's see who else. I've got someone here at area code 505. They're nearby, 835. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Cindy.
It's Jan.
Yes. I missed the beginning again, and that always bugs me that I can't seem to get on at the right time, but I'm sorry I missed these beginnings.
Okay.
I love to hear what you share, and I've missed it a couple of times here.
That's okay. You can always go back and listen because they're all archived. All you have to do
oh,
is
I think
when
you've said
over.
That before, and I keep forgetting
yeah.
it. Oh, well, good.
Yeah,
I'll go listen to part later.
Go to Healing Fountain, and they'll show all the episodes and pick whatever you want to listen to. There's
great. Thank you.
I've been doing it since the last Monday in January, so we've got lots of meditations and lots of shows you can listen to.
Oh,
so
great, because I did miss several shows for a period of time, and I was missing
and
that.
I've had people sharing with other people, and they've never had a chance to listen to the show, but because they're at work, or because I have, you know, I have people all over the world, and they're listening at different times. And my show sometimes, like when I was in England last Monday, I had to stay up till 10 o'clock. I don't know if you guys knew that. I was up, and it was over at 11:30. Well, usually I am very sound asleep at 11:30. So
that's right. Y'all were like 6 hours.
Yeah.
After Atlanta time, so
yeah,
I guess from here it's 8 hours
like,
difference
yeah.
or what?
Seven, I think.
Seven. Okay.
I don't know, but I was like, you know, I gotta stay up, and so it's all good. But everybody can, you know, when you can go back and listen whenever it's convenient, and some people go back because they want to some of the things. Were very beneficial. They want to listen again. So that's good. If you listen to the end, you listen to the beginning, I'm trying to teach. If you listen to the end, we're doing meditations. So,
right.
you know, and, yeah, it's all good. And you'll
right.
see what we're talking about.
Well, it's always good to hear your voice. Well, I just got on like maybe 10 minutes late.
Okay.
So... happy to be here with you and love you and hope we can have a girl visit sometime.
Yes. Thank you, Jan.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And I think there was somebody. Yeah, I've got somebody that's been holding a reel. Here is area code 229516. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
Hey, Melvin. How are you? How can we help you today?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I just want to ask a question about, I filed for my disability about 5 months ago, and
wow.
I'm pretty close receiving it. I just want to know, when do you see me actually being approved and receiving my disability?
It's going to be a little more than 2 weeks.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, it's coming. It's okay, okay. Melvin. It's coming, darling. It's all good.
Okay.
I understand.
Oh,
and
yes,
you're
ma'am.
Look as far as your energy fields go, you're looking pretty good. You seem to be. Are you feeling okay?
Well, actually, I just got out of the hospital because my blood pressure just dropped at the doctor's office, and they were saying that, you know, I was dehydrated and I was on too many blood pressure medications. But right now, I feel pretty well. But you know why it dropped like that, my blood pressure?
Well, because you're healing.
Yeah, yeah. My body's
healing.
Yeah,
you don't need them anymore. We're all healing.
Yeah.
Our physical form is healing. And when your physical form is healing and you've been compromised by all this medication, I have not only blood pressure medicines I've found with people, I've found people letting go of antidepressants, blood pressure medicine. I'm trying to bring it to my mind, but I've had a lot of people letting go of things that they no longer need. Pain medicine, because they're using the CBD oils instead of pain medicine now, and they feel better and feel good. So there's a lot of things changing on the planet right now, and our physical form is changing. So when your physicality changes, the medicines that we used to take, unless you're doing herbal remedies, they're not sufficient anymore. They're not going to work on the new physical form. So just know that, Melvin.
Wow, that's great. Is there a way, I love your energy and I love your show. And also, because I'm in a healing state, I injured my lower back and my left knee. That's disability, you know, and plus I'm a diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any, do you do readings offline? Or?
I do.
And can I talk really with you?
Yeah. And just go, if you look on the website, if you look on the show, you've got my website and my email address.
Okay.
It's
cbentleyrn33@gmail.com. Yeah, I think I've seen that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
I'll
you can
send you
connect into me. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And I usually stay booked out for a week or two, but you can get in.
Okay.
We'll get you in.
I want to talk to you about my daughter because she had been diagnosed with cancer and lupus and all that stuff. And I wanted to talk to you about her as well.
Well, what I want you to do, Melvin, when we do a healing meditation at the end, I want you not only to hold yourself, your light worker, I want you to hold your daughter in this energy and this frequency and this light when we're doing the healing tonight, this afternoon, okay? I'll start in about 20, 30 minutes. You be there with her frequency and hold her in the light with the intentions that she will be healed, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
We're all in this together, Melvin.
Oh, yeah. I believe that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you, darling, for your support. Feel better.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm going to go. I've got what I think is, I've got me a Maris right here, and I think she's off work today. Maris.
I am here.
You're not working. You can talk to us.
I always send you a message, but you don't remember. You've got a lot of people in your family.
I remember it because that's what I said. I think you can talk today.
Oh, you did. Very good. Yeah, because I sent you some cutesy. Actually, it's better than cutesy astrology, which brings me to, are we going to have Astrid today? Are we going to talk about astrology?
No, not today.
Okay.
She's taking a break for a while.
All righty. But again, you mentioned already, and I appreciate reading Michael Lennox about the Mars is going direct, which is our energy to, you know,
you can
male
talk about
career energy.
You can talk about it, Mary.
Oh, I don't. Well, I thought Astrid was going to do it, so I don't have it in front of me to look at.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah. I just wondered if you'd check my female energy, because I use a lot of male energy.
I know, honey.
Lot of my male energy all the time.
Your feminine energy is at about 95%.
Well, my goodness, that's an improvement.
I can feel it. I can hear you talk and know that your feminine energy is up, because I am so sensitive to energies, but I'm really sensitive to when people are not holding the feminine. They're not balanced. I can feel it. And it feels very irritating to me.
Okay. And I'm thinking that to help myself, because, you know, you're like taking a mega boost of vitamin, you know, but in the week in between.
I haven't heard that one before.
Cindy, can you get me a vitamin fix here on getting my feminine energy up?
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm just going to remember I'm safe to be more feminine. I mean, you know, I'm safe to be more feminine. And I've been
taking
care of my...
You don't have to force it, Maris. It's going to happen. You're processing it without forcing it.
And remembering to listen, see... I had a client one time back in Los Angeles. He was really funny, and he knew he was a young cock rooster, but he's grown up now. But anyway, he'd say there are two modes of, and he was kidding, but it was so cute. He said there are two modes of communication: Dan talking and Dan waiting to talk. It was kind of funny. So I have to remember just to really, really listen and really give people a chance to talk, and that will also probably help with the receptivity thing.
Maris, you've come so far, darling. I'm so proud of you. I never thought I could check you one this quickly and get you. You would be 95% female. I mean, and you've done this yourself. You've worked so hard for so long. And
it's not like
you're holding the light somewhere that you have to hold it there, because who else is going to do it?
That's right. And yet I do get to leave. I mean, Archangel Michael told me about 4 years ago, and he doesn't talk to me too often because he knows I'll just spin off and not be grounded, because I have very little earth in my chart. I'll go, Archangel Michael, talk to me. Oh, my goodness, about 4 years. And he said, you know, you can leave. So see, now it's a volunteer thing. It's a volunteer thing for this Bible Belt area, because, and I've learned to be alone, and there's another way to spell alone with two L's. And I saw this in graffiti on a post near the Whole Foods in Los Angeles. I saw it as graffiti, and I went, I got it. Alone, A-L-O-N-E. No, this was spelled A-L-L-O, all one, all one.
Yes.
How about that? Yeah, so we're
not
really alone.
I hadn't heard that before, Maris. Thank you.
Well, I saw it as graffiti on a post in L.A. See, you're going to love it when you go to California. You're going to love it when you go to Los Angeles. You can get cosmic messages from graffiti on a post.
Wow.
Let's see. I just want to say, because other people need their turn, since you told me that it's going to be about 5 weeks, now it's 4 weeks, until perhaps I'm not holding God to it, because divine timing, and I really am surrendered to this, which is pretty crazy for me to be so as part of that feminine stuff. I have been cleaning inside, outside the house, and it's just started, and, you know, and just everything, like, how do you want, you know, so this motivation of meeting my partner is getting me to get my act together. I'm motivated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inspired. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's good. I should probably, unless you got anything else to tell me, I should jump off the line and let somebody else have their turn.
Well, good luck, Maris, because we may be on the same timeline. I don't know, but I don't know what I'd do with a partner right now if he couldn't help me.
I'm getting ready for my partner. I'm getting ready. I'm demonstrating a faith. And if it doesn't happen right at a certain time, I'm not going to be disappointed. I'm just going to keep on becoming,
yes,
getting ready. And one time when we had one of these shows, I'd love to talk about words and the power of words.
Yes.
And I'm overly fastidious about it, but I do very much do not say the word try. Try and hope are the two top defeated words. So I have to think of something else to say. I say, I pray that you're going to do this. I trust you're going to do this. Or I'll say to everybody, you know, like Yoda says, there's no try. There's do and do not. So anyway, all right. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm with y'all on the. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Yes.
Bye. See you later. Bye. Okay. I've got 562 area code 447. Who am I speaking with? Are you just listening? I think 562 is just listening. Thank you for listening. All right. And I've got area code 203733. This is Cindy Bentley. Who am I? Hey.
Hi, Cindy. It's Linda.
Hey, Linda.
How are you?
Linda.
I love this show.
Linda, East Coast, West Coast?
East Coast, West Coast, and I'm listening to all the callers.
Okay.
I just think it's so funny because in Los Angeles, you see these billboards that say marijuana can be delivered to your door. Like, that is so clever with the all is one, right? And I also want to share, as I'm listening to Being in Ease and Grace and everything that you shared, thank you so much, Cindy, because I had no idea that your male and female energy had to be at the same level to match.
It does.
So
it does.
So as I'm listening to that, I'm so happy. And then I started cleaning out my drawers, like one of the ladies said, and I found money.
Fantastic, Linda. I love it.
So
love
thank
it.
You.
Very good.
Thank you,
and I'm
thank
happy
you,
for your. I'm glad for your support. And I know you sent me something to read, and I read it, but I haven't had a chance to respond. You know, I've been in England and came back, and then had jet lag and trying to catch up. So we'll talk later.
You know what? But I really feel like the show is, you know, maybe the answer, right? Being in the flow, right? Allowing and receiving. So it really means so much to me to listen to you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And to all the callers too. It's really wonderful.
Yes. We're sharing. We're all in this together. I'm just trying to do my best, and so are you. We're all in this together. Yes.
That's
thank
right.
you, Linda.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And, okay, I've got another 770 number, 403. Who am I speaking with? This is Cindy. 770-403. Do you have anything you want to talk to me about today? Okay. Well,
yes, I guess so. Hi.
Who is it?
First, I wasn't going to. This is Diana in Atlanta.
Hey, Diana.
Hey. Let me take the speaker so I'm not shouting. I'm laying here with my feet up the wall, and it's like, I just had to stop, and I got on the call late, and things have been going so fast for me here in a really good way.
Yeah.
I thought, Diana, go sit down right now and just absorb some of what's happening. I'm so glad I did.
Yes. Yeah, you're really clear. I'm looking at you, Diana, and you look really clear. Wow. Yeah. Now that things aren't retrograde, things are going to start opening up really. Already over here it's happening. lots of things. So be ready. You are ready.
I think I am. I really do. And I want to thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
I don't know what's going on, but I know you've had a hand in it with God's help.
Yes. Yes. Mm. Thank you so much, Diana. Hang in there. Thank you for your support.
I am. I'm
thank
happy.
You, Diana. Good. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I think I missed some. Oh, I did. Let's see. I've got, wow. Y'all, we've got a lot of people. Okay, I've got another 770-882. This is Cindy Bentley. How can I help you today?
Hello, Cindy. I just had a question. My name is Shanika.
Hey, Shanika. I've worked with a Shanika before.
It's possible. Maybe a few months ago or maybe last year sometime.
Well, I had a Shanika that I worked with maybe 9 years ago in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. All right. But what can I help you with?
I met a guy named Rodney. I kind of met him like maybe 2 years ago, and I was at a bus stop, and I guess he was driving past and kind of waved to me. And lately he's been like contacting me on Facebook, and I just want to maybe get a little bit of insight of his intentions. Is this
how beneficial? What you want to know is this guy beneficial for you?
Yes.
So how beneficial? I'm going to ask Rod Shamika Soul, Shamika, with your permission. How beneficial is Rodney for Shanika in a relationship? And I get about 100%.
Okay.
That's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Smile to yourself. Do you have any other questions for me?
I think that, okay, as far as my energy, can you
tell
me how
you're looking
that?
Good. You're staying connected into God, and I appreciate you doing that. We all do.
Right.
You know you're not doing this by yourself. You've got help. Mm-hmm. And thank you for staying connected. You're doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
So blessings to you, Shanika.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I have area code 808-855. This is Cindy Bentley. How can I help you today?
Hi, Cindy. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Bhavna, and I'm a first-time caller, so I just appreciate your messages and support to people staying in
thank
the
you.
Love frequency and healing. And
yes.
My question
where
is...
Where are you? Where are you?
Oh, 808, I'm in Hawaii, on the island of Kauai.
Oh, Kauai. And how's the weather?
Well, the hurricane, we did a lot of prayers, just skirted us, and all we have is heavy rainfall, which sometimes we have anyway. The other
thank
island did get some
thank
flooding.
You God. Yes,
thanks
thank
to
you God,
God and many prayers.
Yes. Wonderful.
And
so what can we help you with?
My question is the direction I'm going in my relationship with my boyfriend. We are having more serious and closer talks about sharing our lives together more longer term. And we've been through a lot of changes this year and keep getting closer. And just wanted to tune in about that.
And what's his name?
Alexander.
It's really good. And you guys are in about 90% alignment energetically. That's very good. I mean,
thank you.
You're not going to do it unless you feel happy about it, right?
Right.
I mean, I think you're doing well, and you're not forcing anything, which is huge. You're letting it evolve, and as you evolve, you build trust with one another. And once you build that trust, you know, that makes a relationship, the trust between two people as a unit, that they can support one another.
Dad.
Yes. So thank you for listening to my show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're here every Monday. I'm not sure what time it's with you, maybe noon or something. What time is it in Kauai?
It's noon. What time zone are you in?
I'm in Mountain Time in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So it's 4 o'clock here. So we're 4 hours. I've had several clients in Hawaii. So we have to work on it. I work all over the world. So I have a lot of different time zones going. Thank you for listening. I'm here every Monday. And like I said earlier, all the shows are archived. So you can look and see if there's something you want to learn about, or if you want to listen to the meditation. The last 15, 20 minutes is meditation for healing. And if you've got someone who needs to be healed, go to the meditation and hold them in that light and that energy to help them heal also. Okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Thank
Aloha.
You. Aloha. Thanks for listening in Hawaii. That was fun. Okay. Let's see. Wow. Don't know who. No, that was somebody that didn't answer. I've got area code 504-344. Was this someone that was just listening?
No, it's Debbie. I just wanted to say hi.
Hey, Debbie. How are you?
From Louisiana. Yeah. I don't know what kind of week we came through, but I feel like I'm on the other side. Thank goodness.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And I missed last week, and I felt bad. So look forward to your show.
Thank you so much, Debbie. And we work together, so fantastic. And I thought you were fantastic also. So thank you for your support. It's been interesting. You missed last week. I was in Henley, England. I had to get on a plane and fly to England. I had like a 6-hour, my daughter called. She needed help. 6 hours later, I was on a plane which took, a whole day to get there.
How exciting, though.
Yeah, and helped with my grandbaby, and it was a very lovely.
Congrats.
It was lovely being there. It was very nice. She needed me. I'll probably go every week. And I had to do the show there, which was fabulous because now I know I can do the show there. Just take my Mac Pro and go, and it'll happen. So
at work last time, and I was like, oh, no, it's Monday, and I hated to miss, but I tune in every time I can, and I'm off because I'd rather be off of work right now.
Yes. Yes.
But, oh, how exciting for you.
Well, thank you for listening. And, all the shows are archived, too, if you just want to gather some information. It's all good.
Yeah.
But thank you,
okay.
Debbie. Thank you, Debbie.
Okay. Best
Bye.
Wishes.
Bye. Best wishes to you, too. Okay, let's see. So, Bob, have I missed anybody? Bob,
you have one from 770403.
Okay, I thought I did that and they didn't say anything. I'll try it again. Okay, 770403. This is Cindy Bentley. Can I help you?
Hey, Cindy, it's Diana again. I think we already talked.
We already talked. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Did you have anything else you can? Okay, and then there's Elaine, she's back. I think we might have done it all, Bob.
Okay.
Unless there's somebody else that needs to say anything, but I'm down to 19 minutes, so I probably need to get started on the meditation, and I want to tell Bob. Bob's coming to Santa Fe, and he's going to do the show live with me the first Monday in November. So that him and Nancy, his wife, will be here visiting. So that's nice to have them here. I usually go to them in the spring, so that's good that they could come here. And I love them and their support, and we thank Bob for helping me with the show and making sure I'm staying focused. I have to talk to him more about that. Sometimes I get off on a tangent, and you have to reel me in and say, "That's okay, Cindy, we got people waiting." But today's been really smooth. It's been very good. And thanks, Bob, for listening. And I want to just add one. I want to talk just for a minute, and then I'm going to start. I want to start a big meditation for everybody, for healing, for transformation, for accepting these new energies. Because anytime we have this many planets that were retrograde, and they were bringing up so much that we needed to witness and let go of, or integrate and move on. So now that things are beginning to go direct, certain planets are being direct, what we're looking at is a more, a higher level of manifestation and speed. And like I said, I listen to Michael, or I read Michael Lennox, and Elaine, there are some people that know him. He's out in L.A. and say he's really fantastic, and I actually sign up and pay for his daily horse listen and learn more about, and I try to share those with different people. And the one for today was really, really good. And I've just got a minute. It won't take me long to just kind of go over this just a little bit. And it said, today we're still reverberating with the full moon in Pisces, which is all about emotions. Pisces is water and emotions. So we're still having the Pisces moon today. And so if you want to read more about the day and every day, I recommend Michael Lennox. He spells his last name Lennox, and it's Dr. Michael Lennox. And I've not found, he's a daily astro alert is what I get. And I've not found anything more informative than his. And it's just the way he tells it, and he loves doing astrology, so that's great. The horoscope is wonderful. So just to let you know about that. So we're still in a little bit of full moon energies. I had to work yesterday, but in staying balanced, because I've been working, and so I went yesterday afternoon. On Sunday afternoons in Santa Fe, we have a jam session. Many musicians and singers come from about 3:30 to about 7:30 for 4 hours, and they perform. It's the most fabulous thing. I enjoy it. My friends are there. We can dance. We can sing with others. It's very, very uplifting, and it felt very balancing. And I encourage each of you to find balance. I'm a Virgo, so I like to work. I like to feel that I have produced, that I'm producing something. So when my guides start telling me, you got to get out of the house and go have some fun, I have to go ahead and do it, force it almost. But it makes a big difference in my life to not sit here and be so serious all the time, but to get out and just be feel free. Dance is great. Sometimes I just have to put on the Backstreet Boys and dance in the great room and dance around the vortex. Or sometimes I'll put on some Christian gospel music and dance to that too, whatever flows for me that day. But it uplifts me. And we need to take the responsibility not only to stay in this creative power, the feminine creative principles of creation is for everyone. And we want to look for creating joy in our life, because if you listen to Abraham Hicks and if you listen to any of the manifestation videos and YouTube videos, they and Matt Kahn, everything I listen to, they talk about finding your joy. And I get a lot of joy from helping other people and serving. And I know each of you that are listening that are divine light workers, you are getting a lot of joy from serving also. But also, you're not just a divine light being, you're also in human form. And being in human form, we need to take care of that human and have some fun now and then. And that's all I'm going to say about that today. So now we want everyone to participate in this healing energy that we're bringing in. I'm holding the space for each of you to step into divine powerful healing for yourself and for someone you love or someone you care for. Hold a space for them in this energy. I can bring in some energy for all of us. It's a gift that God has bestowed on me to use, to serve. And I'm calling in the divine Archangel Michael to cut away all negative cords on anyone that's here listening and anyone that's in the space to be healed. And I'm calling in Saint Germain with the violet flame to transmute all non-beneficial energies. And I'm asking that this be done with grace and ease, and that these non-beneficial energies be burned in the violet flame and transmuted to universal substance. We give great thanks to Saint Germain and Archangel Michael. And then we're calling in my diamond beings and your diamond beings that have the diamond light, knowing that right now we also have diamond souls that have been born to the planet. They're beyond the indigo and the crystal. We've got diamond beings coming in. And they are anchoring in the highest frequencies of light that we can hold. So I ask the diamond beings to go into all those that are listening and all those that need to be healed. And we're asking that you go to the essence, the core essence of each person, and light up that core essence with your diamond light. And then we're asking that the diamond light begin a process of moving through all of the energy bodies. We're calling in the diamond light for the mental body to shine that light and hold that energy. We're asking the diamond light to go through the physical body and heal the physical body, all those that need healing. They now accept their wholeness. They're receptive to wholeness. All those that need the physicality to be made whole, we now ask the diamond light to shine the light through all density, all illness, ease, to push out all negative entities, shine the light on any darkness. The diamond light can push through and shine brighter and bigger, brighter and bigger, and more powerful. And now we're taking the diamond light into the emotional body, asking that any negative emotions be transmuted with this light. And we're asking that any trapped emotions that are found in any aspect of anyone, that they be transmuted and the frequency scattered. That all negative emotions have now been removed that are trapped, that people can let go of the grief, the pain. We're transmuting that pain. The pain, the sorrow, the fear of, and the lack, the fear of lack, the fear of not being enough, all the duality that we now step away from, because that's the three-dimensional hologram that we no longer want access to. It was a delusion, an illusion. We're now into the joy, and we're into the light, and the diamond light transmutes it all, because that's part of the fifth dimensional light. Everybody take a deep breath. If you've got something to drink, drink a sip of water. This is getting extremely powerful. We're processing a lot, not only for ourselves and but for others. A lot of processing and integration happening right now. So now we ask that you go into the spiritual body and shine this diamond light. Each person listening can absolutely know that they are the light. They are the spiritual diamond light, and that they can blend with the diamond light and share with others. Because each of us are together to help one another to hold the light at the very highest level. So what I do every day for me to hold more light is so I can allow myself to show the way for you to hold more light. And as you step into the light and increase your light quota, you are doing the same for someone else. Because that is our intentions, the world. We shift ourselves and all that's around us. First, we shift what is in us. First, we let go and receive the light. And we are creating more light. And then we serve others with this light. And my prayer is always, oh, divine creator, O divine beings who assist me on this journey far from home, but on this planet that I now call home, help me to hold the light and not forget to serve the light first in me and then to shine for everyone. And that is your prayer also. And And now we ask that each one have a Merkaba. And that Merkaba is filled with light, and shields of protection are placed around each one that's listening. That you can hold the light and reflect it out. And my prayer is now that each person listening can better understand and have a higher consciousness of what they need and what aligns with each soul to find their joy. Because as we are climbing, shifting, changing, integrating, downloading, releasing, in all the work that we're doing on this planet at this time, and it is gigantic work that we're doing, we also should be balanced in our joy. So I'm asking for me and everyone that is listening that we find our joy, because that is the map, that is the road that leads us to all that we came here to be. What is our joy? And then whatever is, I'm asking help from Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, my golden beings, my diamond beings, the platinum beings, all those divine house of the goddess. I'm asking each of you to step forward with all of the light workers and all of the ones that are here with us at this present moment for the divine healing. I'm asking that all issues, blocks, threads, cords, hooks, triggers, anything that is blocking joy for anyone that is listening, We're asking that all the blocks be removed that are blocking the receptivity to joy, that joy can be received and conscious, and that all the issues are now gone, so that the high frequency, loving, joyful beings can navigate their life at the highest frequency. And for this, all things we give great thanks. Thank you for listening. Have a great week, and I'll be here next Monday. And I hope and pray that you have a divine life in all ways. Thank you.